You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The infamous quarterfinal of the 2002 FIFA World Cup between Spain and South Korea. In the second minute of extra time, Joaquin sends in a cross, which is headed in by Fernando Morientes. Looks like Spain have spoilt the host's party. However, linesman has his flag up. The goal's ruled out because the ball was ruled to have gone out of play. Clearly didn't, and Spain lose on penalties. If they'd gone through to the semi-finals, they had a good chance of winning that World Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely they did, because they were confronted with... They were given the opportunity, I think, to win a World Cup where, in truth, they didn't have to play a really good team. And obviously that was the... Beneath the anger, and the anger was huge. I mean, really, really intense, but not just huge. I actually think justified. And I would say that possibly even more justified than the Tassotti thing, because there was, I think, a belief that, for the first time I've ever felt this, that actually something dodgy probably was going on. Korea had, I choose my words carefully, been rather fortunate to beat Italy in the round before, and were now rather fortunate again to beat Spain in the next round. It was two disallowed goals, not even just this one. It was largely just dreadful refereeing, and you could sort of understand it, but the kind of the weight of evidence became so great that you really did wonder. All sorts of, you know, wild theories, most of which were nonsense, but to be honest, it was difficult not to believe, or at least allow yourself to not immediately dismiss suggestions that something funny was going on. And Spain had been given a really good opportunity. You know, look at their run: Slovenia, Paraguay, South Africa, Republic of Ireland on penalties, and Korea, to get to the semi-finals of the World Cup. At which point, by the way, they'd have played Germany, so they may not have got through. But the truth is, and I remember, you know, I was looking this up this morning because I kind of remember this, that beyond the anger, there was still that sense of, oof, this was a golden opportunity gone. And Juan Matreba, who was at the time at AS, wrote this phrase which I think sums it up quite well: "We're on our way home after a tour of the footballing third world." And actually, that was sort of true. They hadn't done anything really good. But yet, of course, you know, this is the nature of tournaments. Sometimes your pathway opens, and sometimes, you know, they would have got to the semi-final without playing a great team. For what it's worth, by the way, I think this is what happened to England at the last World Cup. But, you know, that's perhaps another story. So what would have happened had they not been ripped off? Semi-finalists and maybe given a one-off opportunity to get to the final. That was a good Spain team. But I must admit, my feelings, and this is, you know, through the mists of time and all the rest of it, my feelings during that summer were never really that this was a brilliant team. It was, however, a team that had Joaquin, and he was absolutely...
They would have made the semi-final, though.
Yeah.
They would have made a semi-final.
Exactly,
finally.
And they would have been one step away from a final. But then they had Joaquin, who was absolutely glorious.
I was just going to say, talking of sort of quotes, contemporaneous quotes, I was reading Amy Lawrence's match report in The Guardian before we started recording. And as she says, what you point out, Sid, that it wasn't just about that one goal. She says a series of refereeing decisions, generously described as highly debatable, saw two Spain goals disallowed and a series of offside flags hindering their progress time and again. When the game finally reached its dramatic conclusion, there were extraordinary scenes as burly coach Jose Camacho forcibly shoved his players out of reach of the referee and his assistants. And Ivan Alguera saying after the game, everyone saw two perfectly good goals. If Spain didn't win, it's because they didn't let us win.
Yes, and the footage of Alguera is, I mean, he's the one that most is going for the referee, an Egyptian called Gamal Gandour, but the suggestion always was it was more about the linesman, because exactly as that match report from Amy points out, it was every single time Spain seemed to escape, particularly up the wings, but sometimes through the middle. It was like, there's the flag. And there was a willingness to put the flag up, or that's at least how it felt to the Spanish. I'd have to go through it again with VAR and actually sort of go through that game properly. That was also, by the way, the World Cup that really reinforced the idea of Iker Casillas as somehow being touched by a magic wand. Because, of course, he'd just come off the European Cup final, where he'd saved Real Madrid. And then, of course, he saved them against Ireland in the penalty shootout. And I just wanted to read you this quote because I remember it really well. And I had to look it up to remember it exactly word for word. But this is a genuine quote in a newspaper. Now, admittedly, it is Mad Thomas Ronthero in ass. But bear with me.
Right.
Yeah. So after that penalty shootout, listen to this. Iker is not human. The day he came to earth, light shone down upon his house like at the gate of Bethlehem when Jesus Christ arrived in the world. He is immune to pain, to mistakes and bad luck. He's like a comic book hero, an angel fallen from the sky. When the penalty shootout was about to start and Iker was smiling, I said to myself, Iker, you are the Messiah, the chosen one. You know we're through and you're going to take us to the final.
Yeah, sadly that turned out to be
He's from Mosteles, isn't he?
Yeah.